Somebody clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Glory! Y'all making me feel really good. You know, the other weekend when Brother Suber was here, he said, I even get water. Hallelujah. Really feel like a preacher now. Amen. He said he loves this church. And I remember what he said. He said, I love this church because you don't make me have to preach really deep theological things. You know, I don't have to say God with three syllables. I can just be myself, Brother Dawson. Amen. The Holy Ghost is real. It doesn't take a PhD. Amen. It doesn't take a doctorate degree. Amen. All it takes is somebody to say, Lord, I need something from you tonight. And I want to receive it. I come to church every time I walk in the doors. Amen. I want to receive something from God. I want to receive something from the Holy Ghost. I don't have it all yet. I haven't attained it yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not perfect yet. I still need God tonight. My Lord, have mercy. Well, that's my sermon. Y'all could be dismissed. See, I told you if you help me, we'd get out of here real fast. Well, y'all be seated. What y'all doing? Y'all be seated. I'm going to read a scripture because that's what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all are just, man, y'all just know how to make a preacher feel good. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I love him tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, God's going to do something for somebody in this house tonight. I really believe it, Brother Jimmy. God's going to do something for somebody in this house tonight. Hallelujah. All you got to do is open up your heart. All you got to do is open up your mind. Allow God to do something for you. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles and would like to turn with me to the book of James, chapter number 3. And I'm going to read a few verses here. And to lay a little small foundation for you tonight. Amen. I do want to say that I love and appreciate this church. I tell you. Amen. I can't say it enough, the goodness of God and how good he's been to me and what he's allowed me to be a part of the last 10 years in this place. It's just powerful and phenomenal. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And let me tell you something. I thought of this the other day. You know, I enjoy the preachers coming by. I enjoy Brother Subers and the brother and, you know, all them other brothers, you know. Brother Godwin and Arnold and, you know, all those brothers. But let me tell you something. You already know this. We got the best preacher. I told somebody the other day I'd sooner hear Brother Sutton than anybody. Hallelujah. I love my pastor tonight. I love this church tonight. I love the Holy Ghost tonight. And if I can just be a small part of it, Lord, let me be just a small part tonight. Hallelujah. Let me fill in for that monkey. Y'all don't tell him I said that now. That's what he said this morning. One monkey don't stop a show. So if I can do my part tonight, I'm gonna do my best. You're going to help me. My Lord, have mercy. I really do feel like there's deliverance in this house tonight. I said there's deliverance in the house tonight. But there's a key here. You've got to want to be delivered. You got to want to be set free. You got to want to be different. You got to want to walk out of this place a changed person tonight. Don't walk out the same way you walked in. God wants to do something great for you. Amen. James chapter 3, Brother Peter, couldn't see you there. Chapter 3 and verse number 1. And we're going to read down to verse number 12. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships which though they be so great are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member. Somebody say, the tongue is a little member. And boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. One translation put it like this. It said, see how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and birds and serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so be. Somebody say, it ought not be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet and water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? And I want you to look at your neighbor tonight. I know you think you know where I'm going, but you don't. I promise you. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him, your words have power. Tell them again, your words have power. Let's lift our hands and love him tonight. Let's ask the Lord to bless. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks tonight for your goodness and your mercy and your power tonight. Anoint every heart, anoint every ear. Amen. In this place, let your word go forth, God. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated tonight and give him praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Lindsay. Amen. You could be seated for just a few minutes. I'm going to let you rest a minute. How about that? Or you can stand there, brother. That's great. All right. We have the ability to do good or evil by the words that we speak. Somebody say amen. Let me tell you a story of two children. You take two children that are raised in similar economic environments, of similar means, and they may attend the same school, and you know their parents may drive the same kind of car, or they may live in the same kind of house. But you take one child that is constantly ridiculed by a mom or a dad or an adult figure in their life, and this child is told that they're never good enough. They're always trying to win the approval of a dad or a mom or whoever, but they can never seem to measure up to them. They're given a constant verbal abuse of words like you're an idiot and you're not good for nothing and you'll never amount to anything, and where did you get your brains from, the Sears and Roebuck catalog or whatever that they're saying, and you can't do anything right. And it's just a constant barrage of negative, 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 negative. But on the other hand, you take that other child that receives praise and encouragement from his parents and always reminded how much they're loved and constantly rewarded and recognized with words of love. Let me ask you this question tonight. What child do you think is going to succeed? What child do you think is going to be most likely to become an adult, a productive member of society? And I know that's not profound tonight, but I want to tell you something in the Holy Ghost. The words that you speak have power to them. And I want you to understand, you need to be careful what you say with your mouth. Amen. What you allow to enter into your ears and get into your heart and come up through your mouth. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Bible said in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. James said that our tongue is like a small rudder that can turn a great and mighty ship. I was thinking about that today, and I was thinking about it, a huge ship, but just a small little thing that can turn it, or a rudder on a plane that just can control the direction of the plane, and how that small thing can have such a great impact. And another definition that I saw for the word rudder is this, and he is comparing our tongue to a rudder. And this is the definition that I found. It said a controlling agent or influence over direction or a guide. Do you want to be a guide tonight? Do you want to be able to give somebody direction? We have the power to speak blessing, and we have the power to speak cursing. It's really up to us what we decide that we're going to do. And let me tell you something. I saw a beautiful example of this yesterday. And those that were there at the block party yesterday can relate to what I'm about to say. I saw a church group of people working together to give of yourself unselfishly to the kingdom of God, and giving somebody an encouraging word and talking to somebody or patting somebody on the back. You had the power to give them a blessing. I know you had other things to do, because you know, the whole time, not the whole time, but I guess maybe when the rain was coming down, I was thinking about all of the Saturday honeydew lists, plural, that I have to do. And I know that you can think of things that you need to do, but you took away from your time, and you took away from yourself, and you gave yourself to somebody else. You gave a smile to somebody. You were holding a baby, or you were shaking a hand, or you were telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something. You have the power with your mouth and with your words to do good to somebody. Can you say praise the Lord? Don't ever underestimate the kingdom of God. Don't ever underestimate what power you possess with your mouth. Amen. It disturbs me at times. Hallelujah. And I don't hear it much because I try my best. And I know that's not a problem here, because everybody loves everybody, and we're all just good to each other, and we don't talk about one another, and we don't have backbiters and gossipers in this house. I'm so glad to be in this church. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You need to distance yourself from those that want to talk about the preacher. They want to talk about the singer. They want to talk about the musician. They want to talk about their brother. They want to talk about their sister. Because there's power in the word that you speak. And you can do good or you can do evil. Hallelujah. But you chose. Somebody say, I chose. I chose to do good. Amen. We can never reach our world by being negative and downcast and depressed. Galatians 3 and 27, Brother Peter. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And I know you've heard this before, because our pastor so ably relates this to us. When you don't feel like it, you put on Christ. When you don't feel like doing it, you put on Christ. When you don't see the immediate result, you still put on Christ. When we didn't see, Brother Tony, 71 people on the bus this morning, we just put on Christ. And we go back next Saturday, and we knock on some more doors, and we talk to some more people, and we keep on giving somebody a good word, because you never underestimate the power of the spoken word that comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. I really feel this tonight. Amen. You put on Christ. And I've seen it. I've seen it with you in this church. When you're in pain, you put on Christ. When you don't feel like coming to church, Brother Roman, you put on Christ. When you had a hard day at the office, you put on Christ. When all the bills are not paid, you put on Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. When you go to the checkbook and you go to balance it and you say, what's the use? There's nothing left to balance. You put on Christ. Hallelujah. There's been times in serving God the last several years, 25 years that I've served the Lord in my adult life, that everything didn't work out exactly like I wanted it to work out. Everything didn't do like I wanted it to do. Brother Warren, there were times that the bills wasn't paid. There were times that I didn't know where the next meal was coming from. I'm telling you, I've been there and I know what I'm talking about. But you still put on Christ. You still give somebody an encouraging word. That's why when somebody asks you how you're doing, you don't give them a big laundry list of all the problems and woes in your life. You tell them, I'm blessed of God. Because it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. As long as your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, as long as you're saved from a devil's hell, you're blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm blessed of God. Listen, church, if you ever, and I know we're in a good church. Let me say this again. We got a good church. But just in case there may be somebody here that you find yourself in a pity party. You find yourself in a situation where it's woe is me. And you know, nobody knows what I'm going through. And I don't understand why everybody's not picking me up and patting me on the back. And I don't understand why all of this is going on. Let me tell you something, friend. There's a lot of times I don't understand things. There's a lot of times some of you don't understand things. But sometimes it's not for me to understand it. But it's for me to lift up my head. It's always appropriate for me to lift up my head. Brother Sutton said it this morning, and I want to quote it again tonight. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. But this is the part I want to tell you tonight. Who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. It's not about you. It's not about your strength. It's not about your weaknesses. It's about the Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Do you serve a strong and mighty God tonight? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I choose to give a smile. Look at your neighbor and say, with a big smile, I choose to give a smile. I don't have to tell you this tonight. It's been pounded here time and time again. But living for God is a choice. Serving God is a choice. Your attitude is a choice. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be depressed in your spirit. I'm not saying you're not going to go through problems. Don't misunderstand me tonight. We all have problems. And if I was to go down the road tonight and ask each and every one of you what kind of problems you're having, we'd all be crying. And we'd all leave depressed. But you see, Brother Dawson, it's not about my problem. Amen. You was talking about it this morning about Joshua coming before the Lord and he was dirty and he was filthy, but it wasn't about his filth and it wasn't about his garment and it wasn't about his sin, because God can take care of your problem and he can take care of your sin. It's how I'm going to do and what I'm going to say and what I'm going to allow. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to stand up in the middle of our problem and declare victory. Somebody say victory tonight. You may say, but I'm not worthy, Brother Freeman. You don't understand. I'm not worthy. You don't understand what I'm going through. I was talking to the growth class the other night, Brother Hagedorn, Wednesday night. We were talking about hiding the Word of God in our heart. And I said, let me tell you something. I said, let's get one thing settled and let's settle it right now, Brother Derek. You're not worthy. I'm not worthy. Nobody in this house is worthy to be here. If we got what we deserved, amen, Brother Jimmy, we'd be burning in the devil's hell. Come on now. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Brother Jimmy inspires me in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Some of you need to clap your hands tonight. Some of you need to get off your pity party. Amen. You need to shout glory tonight. You need to understand the power that's in your word. I've said this to Brother Jimmy, and I talk about Brother Jimmy everywhere I go. Everywhere I get an opportunity to preach, I talk about Brother Jimmy. Because let me tell you something, in 10 years, I've never heard a complaint from this brother's mouth. In 10 years, I've never heard a gripe. Brother Freeman, I don't know why I'm in this wheelchair. I don't know why I can't walk. I don't know why God put me here. I don't know what I'm doing here. But you know what I've heard from his mouth? He said, Brother Freeman, I ought to be laying in hell tonight. I ought to be burning in hell tonight. But I'm not. God save my soul. You have the power. Turn to your neighbor. Let's do a little exercise tonight. Turn to your neighbor and tell him something good tonight. Come on, tell him something good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What are you going to do with your words? What are you going to say? How are you going to act? It matters what you say. You have my permission. Uh-oh. What's he going to say now? Pastor's not here. You got my permission. Brother Tony, you got my permission. If I'm ever in a pity party, if I'm ever feeling sorry for myself, if I'm ever over in the corner sucking my thumb, you got my permission to come kick me in the seat of the pants. And let me tell you something tonight. If you are in a pity party tonight, if you're feeling sorry for yourself, there's a world dying and going to hell. You need to turn around and kick yourself in the seat of the pants and say, boy, get up. Girl, get up. Hallelujah. There's things to do. There's people to see. There's words to speak. There's somebody that I can give a good word of encouragement to. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whose report will you believe? Sister Bonnie, we used to sing that song around here. I'm not going to sing it. I sung it today because I was trying to remember the words. You can remember it when you sing it. Whose report will you believe? And what was the next part? Of who? Of who? Well, wait a minute. The accuser's over there. He's off to the side, Brother Dawson. He's saying you're no good. You ain't good for nothing. What's wrong with you? Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Whose words are you going to believe tonight? You know the story of the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. And when she turned around, all the accusers were gone. And the Lord said, where's your accuser? She said, I have none. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. She had a different report than what she was receiving. I want to believe a good report. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to stand up in the midst of your trouble tonight, and you need to speak it with your mouth. You need to say it with your mouth. I proclaim victory. Listen to me. I'm not talking about the power of positive thinking and, you know, think and grow rich. And if you think hard enough, you know, we can climb the tallest building, Brother Josh, me and you tonight after church, because we're going to believe, we're going to think real hard, and we're going to go sailing off through the wild blue yonder. We're going to fly like eagles. No, we're not. We're going to fall like rocks. I'm not talking about the power of positive thinking. I'm not talking about, you know, claim it, name it, and Cadillac and all that stuff. You know, that's of the world. I don't play around with that junk. But I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost, in the Word of God, if you're facing a spiritual battle tonight, there's nothing that can stop you from receiving victory in your life. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to stand here and tell you that God's going to heal you and God's going to do this and God, He may and He may not. I don't know. That's not up to me. That's up to God. But I am here to tell you that you can have victory in your spiritual life, and you can walk a victorious life, and you can walk with your head lifted up. You can do that tonight. Speak it with your mouth. Let me tell you something else Brother Jimmy told me tonight when he walked in the door. He was telling me, he said, "Brother Freeman, I got a new wheelchair." He said, "Is it the house?" I said, "Really? That's great." I was like, "Man, that's great. Does it go faster than this one?" I said, "We need to put a speed sign up around here." The other night he was getting it. He knows how to drive that thing. But then he said, "You know, but I'm not going to need it." I said, "Brother Jimmy, you just confirmed the word tonight." Let me tell you something. I looked at Brother Jimmy and I said, "Yeah, you say it. You say it with your mouth. If it don't happen tonight, say it tomorrow night. If it don't happen tomorrow night, say it the next night. If it don't happen the next night, say it again and again and again." Say it with your mouth. I'm believing it with you, Brother Jimmy. Woo, somebody shout hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm telling you tonight? It matters what you say. There's another old song, and here I am reminiscing the old days. No, I'm not, brother. But I'll read it to you. I had to look the words up. I used to sing this years ago. Really, I did. My wife can vouch for that. No, she's shaking her head. The chorus goes like this, brother. Brother Corey. George. It says, "I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I go down and lay down and cry and have a pity party. And oh, me, oh, my, I don't know if I'm going to make it." Wait a minute. I dropped my paper. "When the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, Brother Ted, this is what I do. I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. And I say, 'Devil, my foot's on the rock.'" I said, "My foot's on the rock." Somebody say it. "My foot's on the rock. And my mind is made up." Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Clap your hands to the Lord tonight. Somebody needs to get a grit about them tonight. Somebody needs to get a backbone in the Holy Ghost. And you need to stand square on your feet. And you need to look the devil in the eye and say, "I got my mind made up, devil. It doesn't matter what you do to me. It doesn't matter what I go through. It doesn't matter the pain in my body. It doesn't matter the financial woes that I have. I've got my mind. I've got my mind. I'm going to say it." You got to say it. You got to say it. Don't just think it. Say it. Hallelujah. I want you to come, musicians. I'm through. I told you. 25 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is telling somebody in this place tonight, you got to put your feet on the ground. You got to make up your mind that you're going to serve God. Amen. I'm in it for the long haul. Let me tell you something. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not here today and gone tomorrow. I'm not going to play patty cake with Jesus. Oh, I'll do it a little bit today, and I may do a little bit tomorrow, but I'm in it forever. He's been too good to me. I said he's been too good to me. My Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, speak. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you need to speak it. I don't want to go into the whole story, but you know the 12 spies that went in to spy out the land, and 10 came back and said, "We can't. I can't. We can't. It's impossible." Let me tell you something tonight. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing, Brother Jimmy, is impossible to my God. I said nothing is impossible to my God. My God, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. Two said we're going in. Two said we can do it. Two said God's able. And you know the story. The 10 died in the wilderness, but the 2 went in. Which team are you on tonight? What side are you on tonight? What are you saying with your mouth? What are you telling people with your mouth? What are you proclaiming in your own life? Are you telling yourself, I'm a loser? I'm a no good, nobody, good for nothing? Come on. Are you facing a giant? Are you facing a mountain? Are you facing a problem that you don't know what to do? Let me tell you, let me give you a good word. This is a good word tonight. Hear me. It ain't going to get no better by belly aching about it. It ain't going to get no better by having a pity party. Amen. I know you got problems and we got problems. But let me tell you something. Start proclaiming it with your mouth. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. It's going to get better. It may not happen today, but I'm going to get better. It's going to happen. I really feel the Holy Ghost. Church, would you lift your hands? Hallelujah. I really feel like somebody's facing a mountain here tonight. And I don't mean to make fun of you, and that's not my purpose tonight, because I know there's legitimate needs in the house tonight. But you got to understand, child of God, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're not just anybody. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. You're just not anybody. You're a child of God. You need to speak to that mountain. You need to speak to that mountain. You need to speak to that giant tonight. Hallelujah. In the book of Zechariah, Zerubbabel was facing a mountain. And the Bible said, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And he looked at him and he said, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Let me tell you something. He spoke to the mountain. Somebody here tonight needs to speak to their mountain in their spirit. You need to look at your mountain and say, who art thou, O great mountain? Or you may want to say it like this and put your hand on your hip. Just what do you think you're doing? Speak to it. Talk to it. Jesus said, Brother Warren, if you talk to your mountain, you can tell it to be removed and cast into the sea. You're facing that spiritual mountain in your life. Hallelujah. Speak to it. Would you lift your hands and love him? Come on, church. Would you love him? Somebody needs to say it tonight. Somebody needs to speak to your mountain. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up tonight. If you're running out of things to talk about, if you're running out of things to say, amen, you can just take this scripture tonight over and over every day. Pull it out and read it and say it and speak it and quote it and learn it and memorize it. It will help you. It will encourage you. It will help you understand that you're not by yourself. Who is he that condemneth? Romans 8, brother, 34. Is it Christ? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. In verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I want you all to get ready to sing. Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But this is the part I want you to memorize. And I want you to say it over and over and over in your prayer time. Nay, in all these things, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, all of these things were made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Then he goes on to say, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able. Somebody say, shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Say it with your mouth. Say it with your prayers. Amen. To get a determination in your life. Set your feet solid on the rock of Jesus Christ and say, I will not be moved. Worship the Lord tonight. Lift your hands and love him. Hallelujah. 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 Come on now. Who is the King of glory? Hallelujah. Why don't you speak to your mountain right now? Speak to your problem. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to elicit emotion from you. I don't want you to get me wrong here tonight. But this is what I want you to do. Amen. If you've got a problem or a mountain or a situation in your life that you've been facing, while they sing this song again, I want you to start speaking to it. I want you to start telling it, you're getting out. You're moving out of the way. You're gone. Amen. Talk to it. Tell it. Rebuke it in Jesus' name. And then when you get through doing that, I want you to stomp on it a little bit. Put some action to it. Amen. Tell the devil, you're not going to play me anymore like you've been playing me. Amen. You're moving out of my life. Speak to it.
Yeah. Who is the King?
Lift up your head, oh yeah.
want you to sing it again in just a minute, but I feel like doing this in the Holy Ghost. And I don't want to embarrass anybody here tonight, but the power of God is in this house, and there's deliverance in this house. Amen. If you have a legitimate need in your life, amen, in your spirit, I don't care what it is. Amen. I want you to make your way down to the front tonight. Amen. Come on. Somebody, and you need just a little bit of help. Amen. You're saying, I need somebody to touch God for me. I need somebody to help pray with me. Don't be embarrassed. God's a good God tonight. Amen. He's a wonderful God. Amen. And God's able to take any problem and any situation. We don't understand everything that's going on, but God understands that. Amen. Now I want somebody that believes God. I want you to come. These that are standing right across this front tonight. If you've come for prayer, I want you to raise your hand. If you come for prayer tonight, raise your hand. Amen. All right. I want somebody, men of God. Amen. Sisters, brethren, come lay hands on. Lay hands on these sisters. Lay hands on these brethren. There are needs here tonight. The devil's a liar. Make intercession for your brother. Make intercession for your sister. Amen. You're not getting them, devil. Amen. Speak it with your mouth. You're not having them in Jesus' name. Woo! Lift your hands if you came for prayer. Say la bo soko tole. Sing, hallelujah.
Lift up your head, oh you gate.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head, oh you gate.
Lift up your head, yeah.
Lift up your head, oh you gate.
Let the King
of glory.
Let the King of glory.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head,
oh you gate.
Hallelujah. Devil, you are lying, Jesus' name. Shut up, control your behind. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You're a liar, devil. You're a liar, devil. You're a liar, devil. Hallelujah. Say the book of Torah, Yabaha.
Who is the king?
He is strong tonight. He is strong tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. God's doing something in the Holy Ghost here tonight. God's doing something here in the Holy Ghost tonight. God's doing something here in the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Sing it, Sister Bonnie. Sing it, sing it. Believe God, believe God. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus' name.
The Lord God mighty in
hallelujah. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. You're a liar, devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the King come in. Let him come in tonight. Let him come in tonight. Hallelujah. You're praying, church. Prayer warriors, are you praying tonight? Are you touching God tonight? Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Glory. 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 Complete victory. Complete deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 hallelujah.
Lift up your head, oh you gate.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your head, oh you gate.
All right, yeah. Come on. There's folks still praying. Somebody's still touching God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We got time to touch the Lord. We got time to touch the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's strong. He's mighty tonight. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. That's right. That's right. Pray with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Folks are praying. God's moving. Hallelujah. Come on now. Whose report are you going to believe tonight? Whose report are you going to believe tonight? Amen. God's saying you can have life and you can have it more abundantly. God's saying you can have victory tonight. Victory tonight. Victory tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight. Come on now. Come on now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, that's right. Stomp on the devil a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a victory dance tonight. Amen. Got my mind made up. Yeah. Yeah. I got my mind made up. Come on now. I got my mind made up. Do you have your mind made up tonight? Yeah, hallelujah. Woo, he cut all over behind. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Victory, 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 victory. Got my mind made up. Say it. I got my mind made up. Come on, folks. Make your mind up tonight. Hallelujah. Say it with your mouth. Say it with your mouth. Clap your hands to the Lord tonight. Come on, everybody, clap your hands to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God touched somebody here tonight. I believe somebody made up their mind in the Holy Ghost. Come hell or high water, I'm going to serve the Lord. Come hell or high water, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to have a good word on my heart. A good word's going to come out of my lips. I'm going to encourage somebody to live for God. Hallelujah. Reach over and pray for somebody next to you. Love on them just a little bit if it's appropriate. Amen. Tell them God loves you and I do too. The Holy Ghost is real. The power of God is real. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, I've got my mind made up. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Extend a hand to somebody. Amen. Give them a smile. Hallelujah. Tell them God is on their side. Encourage somebody. If you're praying, just keep on praying. Hallelujah. Just keep on. The Holy Ghost is real. Remember Wednesday night service. Brother Bened will be with us Wednesday night. Come expecting a great move of the Holy Ghost. God bless you tonight. Amen. Encourage somebody in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And remember, too, tomorrow night will be Monday night prayer. Amen. At 7 o'clock, if you're able to come, come for a time of prayer. God bless you. Remember to pick up some brochures on the way out for Brother Suber.